Two people claim to know everything about something, but only one knows anything. President Roosevelt wore an anti-gravity belt. Dinosaurs had two brains. Lucky kids live on Mars and go to school in flying cars. Or at least they will one day. Believe me, I'm a historian. An astronaut or drive a DeLorean. Would I lie? It's hard to say.
Hands on fire.
Hands on fire, one's a liar. The other is telling the truth.
Hands on fire.
Hands on fire, it's down to the wire. Can you figure out who's who?
From Clarion, Pennsylvania, it's Pants on Fire. This week we'll be playing another round of our fibtastic bonus game, Wacky Khakis. And now, your host and an Academy Award nominated actress.
No.
Not yet. Deborah Goldstein.
Thank you, and welcome to Pants on Fire. I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein, and no, I have never been nominated for an Academy Award in acting.
Those jerks. They stole it from you.
No, and beside me, as always, is our sound effects robot, Lisa, whose name stands for Live in Studio Audience.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you. Wow, I have so many people to shout out. My agent, my manager, my entourage, Kimmy, Bevan, Trey. We did it, baby! My mother is here.
Lisa, calm down, please. You didn't actually win an Academy Award.
Oh, well, it's an honor just to be nominated.
I imagine it would be, but just for the record, you weren't nominated either.
Wow. Thanks, Deborah. In that case, I have so many people to blame.
Oh,
my
no.
Agent, my manager, you're both fired. Kimmy, Bev, and Trey, we didn't do it, Betty. My mother is here. She never believed in me.
Okay, Lisa. You didn't win an Oscar, but you're still a star in my eyes.
La-di-da, la-di-da.
Okay, it is la-di-da. Now, would you please explain to the listeners how our game works?
Only if you give me an award for it.
I absolutely will.
Okay, each week on Wacky Khakis, Deborah and I both tell one crazy story about the world. But here's the thing.
What's the thing?
I'll tell you.
Thank you.
One of those stories is true, and the other one is a bunch of lies.
Mm.
And it's the job of two human children to figure out which one is which. And with us to referee Wacky Khakis is our Academy Award-nominated producer for Best Editing of a Kids Game Show Podcast, Noah Levinson.
Hi, Lisa.
I didn't know that was your last name.
It is, and I didn't know I was nominated for an award.
Yeah, congrats, dude. I nominated you.
Really?
Yeah.
That means the world to me. Did I win?
Well, you could win for a price.
So let me get this straight. You're asking me to bribe you for favorable consideration for an award that you made up.
That's right.
Well, I'll think about it. Let's talk after the show.
I'm going to be rich.
So, Noah, what are we lying about on Wacky Khakis this week?
Our theme this week is mass movements. Stories of a bunch of people doing the same thing at the same time. Lisa, would you please introduce this week's contestants?
Today's human child contestants are Shayla from the archery episode and her brother, Brandon, from being her brother. Welcome.
Hey, Shayla. Hey, Brandon.
Hi.
Hi, you guys. Welcome. We're so glad you're both here.
Yeah, me
Thank
too.
Thank you.
Good.
So you guys are on the same team today in Wacky Khakis. Do you guys have good teamwork together as brother and sister?
No.
I guess.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Really, why don't you guys make a good team?
We fight a lot.
What do you typically fight over?
Everything.
Shayla, is that correct?
Mostly true, yeah.
Ah, well, so you're not fighting over the fact that you fight.
Yeah.
So you agree on that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, as you heard, our topic today is mass movements. So have either of you guys ever participated in a mass movement of any kind?
No.
I don't think so.
Did either of you get on an iceberg with a penguin and then become best friends with it and travel around the world?
No.
That would qualify as a mass movement.
No, it wouldn't qualify, but it was a question I was wondering.
Okay, well, look, it's time to play Wacky Khakis. If you've been with us before, you'll know that Deborah and Lisa will each have a minute and change to tell their stories. Okay, Deborah, Lisa, I'm thinking of a number. Whoever guesses closest gets to go first.
9.
Pi!
Lisa, do you mean pi the number or pi the dessert?
What number?
I see. Can you please stop eating?
Pie? I'm not eating pie. You're eating pie.
Okay. Well, Lisa, I'm just going to give it to you because I was thinking of the number 4, and pi, the number, is closer to 4 than 9. Okay. Lisa, that means you're going to go first. So, you know, just swallow. Get ready. All right. Listen very carefully, Shayla and Brandon. Lisa, your timer will begin now.
The Charleston, the Running Man, and most recently the Floss Dance were all dance fevers that took the world by storm. The Robot was one too. I mean, just FYI, we don't move like that at all. But anyway, you get the idea. Dance fever. But did you know that there's an actual dance fever that got people sick from between the 14th and 17th centuries? It's called dancing mania, and there are several reported cases of it throughout history. What happens is that one person starts dancing somewhere out in public, no music, and then one by one, other people start joining them in the street. You could kind of call it the original flash mob, except these dances were completely unrehearsed, and they went on for days, weeks, and even months at a time. By all accounts, the dancers appeared totally powerless to stop. Many literally danced until they dropped. Boom! In one famous case, a woman in Strasbourg, France, began dancing in the street for hours on end, and within a week, 30 people had joined her. 1 month later, there were over 200 people dancing nonstop in the city center. Town officials tried different strategies to cure the dancing mania and even brought in musicians and professional dancers to perform alongside the mob, hoping that they simply needed to dance it out. Not so. In fact, the music only made more people join in. Historians have long struggled to explain the cause of dancing mania. Some theories include religious fervor, poisoning by tarantula, stress, and a curse sent down from St. Vitus, the patron saint of dancers. None have been proven definitively. None!
Time. Nice work, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Shayla, Brandon, what did you guys think of that story?
Lies.
Who's that? Now, come on. You say it to my face.
I'm not sure if it's believable, but it may be believable because some things that are crazy are true.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So let's agree that I am telling the truth and I am trustworthy and Deborah is a liar.
Well, before we go accusing Deborah of being a liar, let's at least hear her story first.
Yeah, my true story.
Shayla, Brandon, listen up carefully. Deborah, your timer will begin now.
Halloween is many people's favorite holiday, and for good reason. Free candy, silly costumes, and let's face it, you don't really do anything in school that day. Some of us wish every day could be Halloween. Well, in Carthage, Missouri, in 1994, one 10-year-old kid tried to make it so. That year for Halloween, Bernice Lyles dressed as Trini Kwan, aka the Yellow Ranger from the TV show Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, who in November 1st rolled around and all of her classmates returned to school in their regular clothes, Bernice came still dressed as a Power Ranger. When her teachers told her to change, she pointed to a clause in the school handbook that said that students could wear whatever they liked as long as it didn't display bad words or anti-establishment propaganda. On her walk home from school, she figured people would still have some leftover treats, so Bernice went trick-or-treating for a second time and got more candy in 1 hour than she'd gotten the entire night before. Inspired by her example, five of her classmates wore their Halloween costumes to school the next day, and much to the dismay of school administrators, 27 more kids did so the next week. As Bernice's campaign, dubbed the Halloween Forever Movement, gained national attention, the TV news program 60 Minutes came to Carthage to interview the kids who refused to take off their costumes. "What costume?" Bernice shot back at the interviewer. "I really am a Power Ranger. You're the one who's in a costume, boring reporter guy. Here, have a piece of candy." In early December, Carthage Middle School changed its official rules to ban costumes, except on October 31st of each year. Bernice now has a plaque dedicated to her in the National Halloween Museum in Washington, D.C.
And time. Good work, Deborah.
Yes, it was.
Deborah, good work. Good.
Thank
you. Good work.
Aww, well, Brandon, Shayla, what did you think of that story? Would you want to join the Halloween Forever movement?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I would.
Because some, costumes can be uncomfortable.
Mm.
This Halloween, I dressed as Link from Legend of Zelda, mm-hmm. Breath of the Wild.
Cool.
And the pants were so short, like cut off the circulation of my feet.
Ow.
So you don't think you'd want to wear that to school for a whole month?
No.
Mm. Okay. It is decision time. Now our contestants must decide whose story has mass appeal. Do you believe in Lisa's tale of dancing mania? The mysterious disease that caused hundreds of people to dance uncontrollably for weeks on end? Or Deborah's tale of the Halloween Forever movement?
I do.
And the kid who convinced her whole middle school to wear their costumes for a month.
I think I believe Lisa.
Yeah, as you should.
Why?
Where did I go wrong?
Because I feel like that's, like I said, crazy, and a lot of crazy things are true.
Well, Shayla, think of it like this. How could people dance nonstop for months without eating or drinking water?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, think about it like this. How could people go trick-or-treating and eat candy and I want to do it?
So, are we split? Brandon, are you saying you're going with Deborah's?
Yeah.
And Shayla, where are you?
I'll go with Lisa.
Okay, well, will the real, actual truth teller wearing today's pair of wacky khakis please let us know who you are?
It's me! The khakis are mine at last!
I'm sorry, Brandon.
That's right. Lisa was telling the truth today. Historians have confirmed that dancing mania really did happen, and nobody can explain why.
That is wacky.
I just want to say that although, as usual, I was right and I was telling the truth, I do think that Halloween Forever should be a real thing.
Well, we're not in middle school, Lisa. You can wear whatever you want here, even your Halloween costume, if you please.
No, I just want the candy.
Okay, fine. Well, that is all the time we have today on Pants on Fire. Thank you so much to our contestants, Shayla and Brandon, for playing Wacky Khakis with us, and to our producer, Noah, and to our sound effects robot, Lisa, for his brutal honesty. And of course, to you, the listener, for tuning in to Pants on Fire, where we ride the wave of truth.
Pants on Fire is a production of Gen Z Media. For more great shows and to see how you can participate, visit us at bestrobotever.com and follow us on social media at Pants on Fire Cast. For behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts. And now, I'm off to start a dancing mania.
Is that the robot? Looks great.
Yeah, this is what the real robot looks like.
Ooh, catchy. I like it. I'm doing it, too.
Careful, you're gonna break your leg!